By the end of August 2004, access roads were completed and piling for construction of the piers was about to begin. David Peacock is Alliance Senior Project Manager from Barclay Molum.
Well, I made a comment at the start of the job to my team. We don't want to get our feet wet. So the intent was to design the bridge so we didn't have to get into the water. Well, that didn't last long. As the design developed, we decided we had to get our feet wet or do something to keep the water out so we would not get our feet wet. And that took a bit of analysis and decision making, but in the end we decided, yes, we had to build piers which, had we not built our revetment, would be in the water. And we've solved that problem, and it's been solved very successfully.
There are now no piers in the water at all, are there? They're all on land.
Well, we've made the land.
Oh, you created the land with rock?
Yes. Yeah, we've built a breakwater and fill behind us, so we, had there not been there, all the piers would be in the water.
Michael Norman clarifies.
The Balance Cantilever has four piers, so they're the four large piers in the southern amphitheatre, and there are seven piers along the rock platform for the incrementally launched bridge, and then there's abutments either end for the two. The Balance Cantilever Bridge and the incrementally launched bridge meet at a particular pier. They connect on the top of the pier, so they're not actually connecting on land, they're connecting on a pier up at some height.
Harry Poulos adds,
each individual pier of each bridge has to, of course, be custom designed. You don't have a standard design. Each one of those piers is dependent on the local geology, and so there had to be a very careful evaluation of each pier and sometimes of each pile within a group under a pier. And that's one of the characteristics, I think, of geotechnical engineering, is that you don't have off-the-shelf solutions to any problem. They depend on the ground. The ground depends on geology. Geology depends on nature, and nature is not reproducible or reliable. There are a number of piers below which there are coal seams. And coal seams generally are a little bit of a worry because they tend to be a little bit softer, in some cases a lot softer, than the surrounding rock, and they perhaps are liable to change with time. However, it's not always economical, nor is it always necessary to go right through the coal seams, because these piles that we use for Lawrence Hargraves Drive can be quite large in diameter, and so we try and look at what the consequences are of actually founding above the coal seam. Will this potentially cause a problem with the capacity of the foundation? Will it potentially cause a problem with the settlement, the vertical movement of the foundation and therefore of the bridge support? Of course, these are things that we have to ensure. And in many cases, we found that we could found the pile above the coal seam rather than have to go through it.
On the 28th of August 2004, the first pile is to be drilled. David Peacock is looking forward to the event.
Are the piles driven deep into...
Well, the ones we're pouring tomorrow are 19 metres deep, but they're bored with an auger. They're 1,500 millimetres in diameter. That's 5 feet under the old system. They're piles to support the piers for the Balance Cantilever Bridge, and the first pier, which is Pier D, which is closer to the Clifton end, it's the first two piles, and that pier foundation will be poured tomorrow. Big day tomorrow. Very important day.